News, I'm Laura Winters. Former President Trump rallying his supporters as he hits the campaign trail, speaking at two GOP state conventions this weekend, the first in Columbus, Georgia, the second in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
The former president and his new team of attorneys expected in federal court in Miami this Tuesday to fight the 37-count indictment unsealed on Friday, which pertains to the mishandling of classified documents seized in the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid. Now, the man who wants to beat Trump for the GOP nomination, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, busy campaigning in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is the fourth state DeSantis is visiting on his Great American Comeback Tour. DeSantis has recently picked up several endorsements from Oklahoma political figures, including former Representative Jim Bridenstine and current State House Majority Leader John Eccles. I'm Julie Ryan.
In USA News for Your Health, a diabetes drug may help folks suffering from long COVID.
A recent study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that metformin lowers the risk of getting long COVID. The study revealed that overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug. Participants who received metformin were compared to participants who were given a placebo. The principal investigator said the drug is inexpensive, safe, and widely available, so this discovery could have significant public health implications. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And we have a winner at the Belmont Stakes. Here's Scott Carr.
The winner of the 155th Belmont Stakes is Arcangelo. The winner of the Preakness Stakes National Treasure led much of the race, but Arcangelo took the inside track on the final turn and didn't look back.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The man known as the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, found dead in his prison cell. He was 81. Former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski arrested back in 1996 after 20 years on the run.
They actually allowed the media to print his manifesto, and that is what broke the case open, because his brother, Kaczynski's brother, was the one that read the manifesto and recognized the writing. So it was a remarkable investigative step.
Watts says the FBI searched for him in different states.
Very different from the investigations you'd see today, which largely are driven by internet traffic, social media presence, doing, you know, polls of cell phones and credit cards.
Russia's war in Ukraine rages on this Sunday. Here's Brad Siegel with the very latest.
The U.S. Department of Defense has promised an additional $2.1 billion in security assistance for Ukraine. The package includes air defense and ammunition capabilities. It comes as Kyiv begins a counteroffensive against the invading Russian troops. The U.S. has committed $40 billion in security assistance for Ukraine since Russia's invasion in February of last year.
And changing gears now, we take a look at the weekend box office. Here's Jim Forbes.
Transformers Rise of the Beast is hitting the gas on its opening weekend. The film made $25 million during its premiere and is projected to earn up to $60 million by Sunday.
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.